All right, Dad, tell me about your Navy experience in high school.
I joined the Navy Reserves in my junior year in high school. And the reason for my joining is to get spending money, because grandmom, raising seven of us, didn't have the money to dish out to all of us. So I did that. My number one priority was to get money each month. And if I remember, I think I got like $40 a month, which was great in those days. Back in the start was like 1958. So, all right, I completed.
Well, when you were in high school, how many times a month did you go to do Navy stuff?
Well, we had the meetings like once a month. And then ever so often, we'd go out on a ship. And most of them were destroyers. And what they wanted us to do is like to chip paint and paint for them. So they got the reserves to do all that. And they also tested the ship while we were out there. They sent out depth chargers to make sure they went off okay and hit the targets that they were looking for. But that experience was minimal. I used to go maybe two or three times before I went in the Navy on a full-time basis, on active duty. That's about it for the high school thing. All I wanted was the money. That's it.
And where was the ship that you went on? Where was it based out of?
At Philadelphia, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you just went out into the Atlantic and
did
maneuvers or whatever?
Yeah. Once you're out in I think the international zone is 3 miles. They sold cigarettes and opened up the store out there, and we actually got cartons of cigarettes for 90 cents.
Wow.
90 cents a piece for each cigarette.
Did you have classmates that did the same thing?
No, I was the only one.
Only one.
I had other, I found out after I graduated high school, that someone went into service. But most of them just got jobs and all. It was, you know, working class, Camden Catholic, and not a lot of rich kids. And we didn't have that big percentage going to college either. So
then you graduated high school, and then you enlisted right after that, right?
Yeah, graduated June 1959. And actually, when I graduated, Grandmom Burke didn't see me coming down the aisle to graduate, and she was panicking. So, yeah, I had a rough time in high school. Not a rough time, I just didn't pay attention to the studies and all. So I just about got out, and graduation was June. And I went in, I had to do my active duty for 2 years, and decided to go in August. Went right to boot camp out in the Great Lakes Naval Station. Right. And I was out there for 6 weeks. And but most of it, the boot camp was classes. You went to class every day. It was like you're back in school. A couple things I remember, learn how to shoot a rifle and all that. And in the classes, you learned all about ships, parts of the ship and all that. And it wasn't a big deal. I mean, I don't, some of the leisure time, we went into Chicago. And just, you know, hit a couple bars, checked out Chicago. And I also went to Milwaukee County Stadium and saw Hank Aaron play a game. That was kind of cool. That was like 1960, I guess. But once I finished boot camp, I always put in that I want to go into submarines. And then something came up. Uncle Ed called me and said, you know, they have some deal now where you can actually put in the duty with your brother. And he went to officer's training school and became an officer in the Navy. So he convinced me to to come down with him and do land duty with him and not go out on the ships. So I did that, and Uncle Edward, he brought me down a day and said, look, you know, tell them you know about this IBM equipment and you had to run it. Or so I did that, and they approved me going to down there in Virginia and work with Ed. He was actually my commanding officer for a couple months. And I didn't pick up the IBM equipment stuff or learn anything about that. Well, I did. I learned a little bit with him and his division. And then I transferred, I guess in a month or two, over to Anacostia, which was a naval base there. And that's where they put me. And I was working with EAM equipment, which is IBM's sorters, printers, key punchers, that type of thing.
And let me go back to boot camp. Do you remember any of the guys back there that you met?
No, I don't remember one.
Nobody?
I just remember we did a lot of work. We used to clean the barracks all the time, mop up. Yeah, it wasn't a fun time.
Was it a lot of stuff you see in movies, a lot of physical training and running around, jogging, and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we did that, yeah.
Okay.
And the big thing I remember is to learn how to do the rifles. Yeah, we were out marching every day and running and keeping in shape, doing the calisthenics and all that stuff.
So where was Uncle Ed? Where was he based?
He was right outside of, I forget the name of the town now, it's famous, right outside the Pentagon. It was across the river. It was in Virginia, and the Pentagon's, of course, in D.C. I can't think of it, but my barracks was right across from where Uncle Ed was, had his office and all. So
and
I
that's
just,
where you were active duty, living there for 2 years, in D.C.
No, I moved over to Anacostia, and after I was with him a month or two or three.
And where's Anacostia? The same area?
It's right across the river.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not too far from the. The roundhouse. What's that called? Where the senators and all are. The roundhouse, the big
Congress
Capitol. Capitol building.
Yeah. They there wasn't a problem with, you know, two brothers. One's a commanding officer and one's a seaman. Any kind of like.
No.
They didn't care.
They didn't care. No, with him. But I don't think they allowed. That in wartime, right? Being with your brother.
Probably not.
No, they didn't allow that in wartime. That wasn't wartime then, so it was fine.
So what was it like every day? What was your job in the Navy?
Mostly was school. You were going to classes all day long.
In D.C. too?
Oh, no, not in D.C. At Edwards, he was in charge of all this IBM equipment and all that. And that's how he got... He ended up being his IBM salesman after he left.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to go in there every day. I guess it was like 8 hour a day. And I used to run the sorters, the printers, and all that. I learned how to do all that stuff. And just after the day was done, just back to the barracks. And I don't think we did much entertaining. We didn't go much. We didn't go out at all. So.
Did you go out on ships a lot? On active duty?
No, none. Never been on a ship on active duty. Wow. I was considered a land sailor. So the opportunity come up in Anacostia for me to get more training in this stuff, the IBM equipment and all that. So I went over there and I stayed a couple months training and all that in Anacostia. And they asked me if I wanted to go back, and I didn't want to go back. I wanted to stay there. I didn't go back with Uncle Edward, so I stayed in Anacostia, and I was there the whole 2 years of my active duty. We had my living quarters was a barracks. It was up the hill from where I worked, the office I worked. I used to have to walk down and walk back every night, but it was like in the barracks. There was 100. There had to be 100 Navy guys in there. And they just had bunk beds right next to each other all the way down. And there was 100 in there. And each night, he couldn't help it. I mean, somebody was coming in drunk, and with 100 people, you got to have one making loud noises and all that, so you learn to sleep through that. That was, like, unbelievable. And, you know, I got the open shower. Everybody shared, no private showers. Showered together. And the guy that I bunked, Zoya had as a bunk bed. I was on top. And the guy I was with, he was on the bottom from the Midwest. I can't remember his name, and I never stayed in touch with him, which I was sorry. His name, we called him Beaver. And he was such a nice guy. And, you know, I went into work every day. It was like a regular 8-hour day. Got done and come back to the barracks. And I was probably the best pool shooter in the barracks. Everybody wanted to shoot pool with me and try to beat me. Played for a couple bucks or something like that.
Was that like in local places? You had to go outside the barracks for that?
No, it was right in the barracks. We had like a recreation room, and we had what do you call that?
Ping pong?
Yeah. Yeah. Ping pong, and I was one of the better ping pong players too. But that's what we did every night, ping pong and shooting pool. And another thing for recreation, if you believe it, they had a bar on the base, and we used to get down there, get a couple of beers once in a while. Oh, okay.
Now, did you have to pay for beer? Did you have money?
Yeah, but it was cheap. It was like a nickel, probably 10 cents a pitcher or something like
that. And you were on salary, right, with the Navy?
Yeah, you had to pay for that, yeah.
Did you ever call home to grandma, to your mom, or did you ever get a chance?
I had to call, yeah. Probably call her at least once a week, you know. And then one thing about going to the bar, there was this Indian guy. And it was like unbelievable. He drank so much, he used to go nuts. Like the hell, the Indians, they say go crazy, but he actually went crazy, threw chairs and tables and everything. So he just cleared the place out. So you had to watch it when he was there some night. They barred him, I think, a lot. Yeah, that was for recreation. Sometimes a couple of us, in Anacostia, if you go right out the barrack, right out the naval base, you make a right, and you're right in the town of Anacostia. It's only steps away, and it was a bar right around the corner, so we used to go there once in a while.
And you're considered a veteran of foreign wars, right, because...
The Bay of Pigs?
Yeah, you were active during the Bay of Pigs.
Right.
Because you didn't go anywhere, right?
No, I stayed in the barracks the whole time. Yeah. We played I was on a basketball team and all that. Uncle Edwards, but he was like one of the stars down there playing basketball. He played in a league over there, too. They had a couple of leagues.
Just within the Navy
teams?
Yeah,
within the Navy teams, yeah. Wow. And that was fun. We did that for recreation.
So you saw him once in a while?
Nah, not too often. Actually, I can't think of the town, but Uncle Edward lived in the town, an apartment, him and Aunt Nancy. And I used to go over there maybe every other weekend, so they could go out to dinner and all that.
And this Were they married already?
Yeah, this is after they had Terry. I actually babysitted Terry every time they went out and all, and actually changed his diaper, if you can believe that. When I see him, I tell him that and remind him.
And Terry's, he's probably almost 60 now,
he is
right?
60, yeah.
He is 60,
He was born in 1959, I guess.
Okay.
So
when you went in the Navy, on your discharge papers, it says you were a rank of SR, seaman recruit.
Right.
And when you finished up in August 61, you were a what? What was your E4?
They called it... machine accountant, third class, and it's E4, yeah. And going back to the base and all, Edward, you know, was a good golfer. He used to golf every Saturday with an IBM repair guy, and I used to go with him and ride the cart and all. So I did that a lot with him. And he used to drive some, used to drive sometimes 50 miles to get to a course. I couldn't believe that. So it didn't bother me. No, we had fun. That was the other part of my entertainment.
When you left the base, were you always in your Navy uniform?
Yeah.
Always, right? When it was free time?
Yeah, I had a part-time job in D.C. because I learned how to key punch pretty good, and they needed key punchers down there. And the key punch is to punch the IBM cards, if you remember the IBM cards, 80 columns long. So I did that, and I used to take the bus. I don't remember whether I wore a uniform or not. Probably not, because I'm out in the civilian territory.
It was just a private company where you worked?
Yeah. Yeah. And they took Navy guys because they can get them cheap. And then I remember a couple of times coming home at night on the bus. You know, it might be like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, in front of the FBI building, J. Edgar Hoover building. And I thought I was going to freeze to death. It was so cold. You know, the wind, and that happened a few times and all. But I did that. I kept that job. I had nice little income besides my Navy.
And that was something, the computers, where you ended up going into computers. Was that your real start?
Yeah, see, the IBM didn't come out with the computers till like, what, 60? I don't know, the mother just came out, but we didn't have computers down there when I was working, so I just worked on all the EAM equipment, electronic accounting machines, which were the sorters, the printers, stuff like that. The 360 computer didn't come in yet, maybe a year or two after that it did. So.
And who were some of your bunk mates?
Yeah, pressure the web by your... By your feet, just push it.
I got it.
Don't kill it.
Who were? Do you remember some of the guys down in Washington when you were there a couple years?
This thing fell off.
I'll just edit this out. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Don't worry about spiders, or I'll deal with them later. All right, go.
Dude, I don't know.
So how about some of the guys you remember?
Yeah, I told you about Beaver and all, and I wish I stayed in touch with them. And then a couple guys I remembered I worked with real close, and they were really funny. One was a black guy. His name, I can actually remember it, Kenneth R. Taylor. And another guy I worked with, these were seniors, I guess, I don't know, they were E5 or something like that. His name was P.J. Thomas. And a white guy, had a couple kids. Both of them had a couple kids, and they lived off base in apartments. And I'm really sad that I never kept in touch with them either. So they have to be passed away by now. I mean, I'm 80 next year, and they had to be like 6-7 years older than me.
What were they like?
They were really nice. I mean, they were actually good friends. I never got to their apartments. But I spent 8 hours a day with him all day, so it was fun. Thing we did when we weren't working, one of my bosses there, I don't know his name, I forget it, they used to play a game called cribbage. And this guy was like the cribbage champion of Washington or something. Did you ever hear of the game, cribbage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never played it.
Oh, it was awesome. And we used to play that all the time for leisure time. And... there was a gal worked in there, I don't remember. She was a lot older than me. I don't know what the... She was like one of the best key punchers, so fast. It was like unbelievable.
So. Were there, as far as the other sailors, was it mostly white sailors? Were there some blacks, Hispanics?
There was a few, very few blacks. There was a few, but not many. I actually worked with one, Kenneth R. Taylor, and he was super.
Were they from all over, I guess, the country?
Oh, yeah.
Just everywhere.
The barracks, 100 people, they were from all over, yeah. California, you name it.
Yeah. And then you said at the end they wanted you to re-enlist, right, in 61?
Yeah, they offered me like, it was $8,000 or $9,000, which really, back in 60, 61, was a lot of money. So I was thinking about it, and I said, no, I want to go home.
So you came home, and then you stayed in the reserves, though, right?
Yeah, my reserve obligation was for 6 years, 58 to 64.
So from high school until two years after active duty.
But when I came home, they told me I didn't have to go to meetings. So
you came back to Maple Shade, New Jersey?
Yeah, back with mom and all, so.
And you said your first job was what?
Yeah, when I get out of the Navy, I couldn't get a job with doing the machine work, you know, the IBM stuff. So I applied at the New York shipyard, and lo and behold, I got the job. It wasn't too fancy. It was a job on the USS Savannah, which was the first nuclear-powered merchant ship. And what I did there mostly is, once they brought the reactor up, I used to go around the ship, all over the ship, and re-gauges. I had a pad, and sometimes I got lost into which one I was going to. There were so many of them. But once the reactor got up full steam, they wanted to know all these gauges and all that, make sure it was working right. So I did that.
Do you remember how much you got paid, roughly?
Not really, no.
And so you're there Monday through Friday, full-time job, 8 hours a day?
Yeah, it was a full-time job, yeah. And once it was completed, the work in New York shipyard, they wanted to take it down to Norfolk, Virginia, and finish up some stuff, some other stuff that they were qualified to do. And my job that I was doing, there was only two of us on the Savannah that actually did this job.
See, you gotta sit still.
Oh yeah. Only two of us did the job.
Sorry.
So they're taking it to Norfolk, and how I lost the job was a flip of a coin. And the other guy, who was I was good friends with, he actually got the job. I lost the flip of the coin, and he went to Norfolk, and I went to the unemployment line. So.
Now, one thing I want to say, the New York shipyard was actually located in Camden.
Yes.
Even though it was called New York. So right. You were living at home with your mom
and going
and
to New York shipyard.
And just going right to Camden.
Yeah.
Did you take a bus to get there every day?
No, I drove. I had
a car?
Yeah, it was the other thing. I bought a car, a 1956 Chevy. So I was driving.
And I noticed one of the pictures we have, you're in your bunk smoking. Did everybody smoke pretty much in the Navy, or a lot of guys?
Yeah, I don't know if we were allowed to smoke in the... I guess we were. I had a cigarette in the bunk, yeah. Yeah, most of the guys smoked, yeah. I mean, that was the culture of the U.S. back in those days. Even through high school, most people smoked.
Right. And we saw, when we were looking online today, we saw that the Savannah ended up in Baltimore. It was only active from, 62 to 72, then it went to Baltimore. It's been there since. It just got decommissioned, and we're going to try to visit, right? I mean, it looks like it's open
to
visit. You
said it was in San Francisco, too, didn't you?
It was out there, you know, temporarily.
Oh, before it came to New York ship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
it, you know, now it's in Baltimore.
Is it all intact?
Yeah, they said it is. They do to decommission it, take the guns out, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But you were saying in high school, though, you were on actual ships, destroyer ships, right?
Yeah, we were on destroyers on the weekend. It lasted the weekend, and all they wanted us for is the reserves, is to get out there and chip the old paint off and paint. So they used us as slaves, I guess.
Now, one thing I always... remember from childhood, you still have your old Navy hat, right?
Yeah, the one, what do you call it? The one that,
like a knit hat for the
winter?
Yeah,
a knit hat, yeah. Still have it, wore it every day in the winter up there, and I still know my ID number, 517-2514. You never forget that. It's like your social security number. Oh, you have that down there?
I'm looking at your discharge papers. It's spot on. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, right.
You were 150 pounds when you enlisted.
I don't think I was happy.
It's right on your papers.
I know, yeah, okay. Must have put on weight then since high school.
And just for the record, it says you were Commandant 3rd Naval District. That's where you were transferred to. I guess, was that where, in Washington?
Anacostia.
Is that Anacostia?
That's not there anymore. They got highways going through it now.
Oh, okay. Huh. And just to wrap up, so after active duty...
The other thing, when I was at the base, Andrews Air Force Base is where all the we were able to play for like $2 golf course. And that's where the presidents and all high-ranking officials play. So, and you see it today; they still play there today and all.
So the sailors could go on there.
Yeah, it was only to pay like $2 or something. Like that. It was a steal.
Did you have clubs with you, or did you just rent clubs?
I think I might have had clubs. I think I had them, so, or I bought them, I guess. No, I had them, yeah, pretty sure.
Great. Anything else you remember? Or what was it like overall? I mean, was it a good experience for you, being in the Navy? It seems like it gave you some direction and some money.
Yeah, I loved it, yeah. Plus the discipline you learn, you know. You come in the morning, they check your shoes. You got to stand at attention every morning before you start work. Mm-hmm. Check your shoes, make sure everything's ironed right. And
did you have to iron your uniform?
Yeah.
Every day? Shine your shoes every day?
Yeah. I don't know if it was every day, but you had to keep them in shape. But, I used to iron, what do you call them, the pants. Turn them inside out so the creases... When on the outside looks like it's inside, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you iron them inside out. It was a good experience. I enjoyed it. And while I was in there, I used to come home on weekends. So I used to date a girl. We're still running, right? I dated a girl. When I came home on the weekends, I took her out. And she actually was friends with Aunt Carol and Uncle Joe. She graduated with them in high school, the year behind me. So she's a real pretty girl, very nice. And she's still living there, Carol tells me. She's living in Texas somewhere. She married a lawyer. So, I mean, she was so nice. But I used to come home and take her out. That's about my social life in the Navy.
The pictures that you have that you've kept, can you describe them? Where you are, maybe, or one looks like your official portrait, right? In the white uniform.
Probably, yeah, I guess. Yeah. This one here is both of these. The one with a cigarette in my hand. There's no way I'm 150. You see that picture?
Yeah, where are you standing there?
That's my office. I went into my office here. The building, that's the building office.
Okay.
And I worked on the first, you go in and make a right, and my office is right there. So I went in there every day. Yeah, this is my official picture.
Right.
I guess. Yeah, see the one stripe? I ended up having, I got up to 3 stripes, and then I got the other one, the big eagle or whatever it is. And this one here's, I'm on the top bunk, but this was in the bottom bunk. I don't know if we were allowed to smoke here or not, so I don't know.
Well, that looks like a cigarette, right?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know, is it lit?
No, it doesn't look like it, but...
Yeah, I wasn't sure we could smoke there or not. Probably not. But I don't remember going outside smoking either, so probably you could smoke in there. Any other questions?
Let's see, I think we really covered a lot. But when you were done, you never joined a veterans organization or anything? Or stayed in touch with people, right?
No. In fact, I'm blowing the veterans up for now. Veterans, I got a veterans ID or whatever. No, I never stay in touch with anybody, which... Stay in touch with Edward, that's all. My brother.
Yeah, other than the Navy hat, you didn't keep any of your uniforms or anything, probably, right?
No.
Okay.
They were nice, though. I didn't mind wearing them.
All right, I'm looking over my notes. That's all I have. This was awesome.
All right, and then we'll go after the job at the New York Life?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
All right, great. All right,
that's how I met Mom. We'll go into that.
Yeah, we'll do that next.
All right.
Signing off.
Over and out. Later.